Good morning.
大家早。
It's really a privilege to be able to worship God together with you this morning.
很荣幸能够跟大众一起在这边敬拜我们的神。
And certainly, it's I'm very grateful for the opportunity to be sharing the message this morning with you as well.
也很高兴我们今天可以在这边与大家分享要讲的信息。
That's true that I was born in Taiwan, went to Argentina, and so it's from a culture of reverence to Confucius to a culture of soccer and tango.
所以是的，我是在台湾长大，因此我们是在那边一个崇拜孔孟思想的一个文化，一直移民到一个崇拜足球的一个文化。
And later came to this country where we have all these Statue of Liberty, Times Square, and the Big Apple, Central Park.
然后我移民到美国之后，我就进入一个自由女神这个大纽约市的一种文化。
I think it's really intriguing and interesting to see that the different cultures and how God has been working in different world, different parts of the world.
所以我就看见在。在不同文化当中，我发现神在这其中也有他奇妙的作为。
And has always been a challenge how the gospel can be take root in different cultural contexts.
而同时，也是对于我们如何能够让福音能够扎根在不同文化，成为一种挑战。
I remember when I was studying missiology, the science, the discipline of missions.
我还记得当我在学习这个宣教课的时候
one of my professors one time gave us told us a story.
有一个教师就告诉我们一个故事。
He was a missionary in India.
他是在印度他曾经在印度做宣教士。
And he said in the villages of India, every year they would have some kind of a drought.
在印度的村落里面，他们每年的时候大概都会经过一两次一个特殊的一个干旱时期。
So this year in this specific village, they continue to have this severe drought that was damaging all the crops and the harvest.
就在他所在的这个村落里面呢，这一年也不例外，这一年特别经历过非常严重的一个干旱。
So the leader
不能长任何的农作物。
So the leader decided to collect money from all the residents of this village.
于是在那边的村长就决定要与所有的村民呢，他要收钱。
It's almost like a tax to each one of them in order to buy a buffalo.
那为什么要收这个钱呢？就好像在跟当地的居民收税一样，他们拿来的钱呢，要去买一只水牛。
So they get this buffalo and then they slaughter this buffalo in order to serve as a sacrifice to their gods.
那为什么要买这个水牛呢？他们要把这水牛买来之后，把它杀了献祭，以至于可以平息这个干旱。
This way, so the gods would be happy and they would be able to give them a more a peaceful year.
这样他们认为这样子他们就可以让神明开心了，于是神明就会让他们这一年能够过一个平顺的一年。
But then in this village, there's a missionary.
也就在这个时候，但是这个村落里面就是来了一个宣教士。
And the missionary has some good fruit in his ministry. He got some converts, people who converted to Christianity.
而这个宣教士在那边呢，也结出属灵的果子。他在那边宣教之后，有几位就相信主了，他们成为基督徒了。
So there are a few new believers came to this missionary and asked the missionary, "What should we do in this case?"
于是，在这个情况底下，这几个新信主的基督徒来到这个宣教士面前说：“哎，我们现在应该怎么办呢？他们现在要收这个钱。”
I know that we're believers, that we're not supposed to participate.In this collective sacrifice for this false god.
他对这个宣教，他们对宣教士说：“我们知道我们已经成为信主的人了，但是现在我们怎么可以给钱去给他们这样子，好像献祭给其他的神明呢？”
But if we did not participate this collective sacrifice,
但是如果我们不跟着村落里面一起 献祭的话
and the drought continued,
那如果干旱继续维持的话
then we would be the one who blamed because we were the one, we were the troublemaker making that God continue to be angry with us.
那我们就惨了，他们会怪罪到我们的身上，认为是因为我们使他们的神明生气。
But on the other hand, if we did not participate,
但是如果我们不参与的话
and the water came and it rained,
那如果水来了然后下雨的话
they would probably put aside all the water and wouldn't give us in order to irrigate our land, our crops.
就算雨水来了，他们有水之后，这一群村庄的人，他们也不会把水给我们，让我们可以滋润肥沃我们的土地。
So no matter what, if we did not participate, whether a drought continue or not, we would be in trouble.
因此，我们如果只要不参与的话，不论有没有雨，我们都惨了。
So they asked the missionary, "What should we do?"
所以他们就问这个宣教师说，我们现在应该怎么做呢？
And I'm asking you, "What should they do?"
所以我就也问大家，大家你觉得他们应该怎么办？
Well, we during the class, we're all silent because we didn't know what to do.
所以当我们这一群神学生坐在课堂里面，我们听了之后也不知道要怎么做。
And certainly, the professor when he gave this story.He was trying to make us think, right?
当然，这个教授之所以告诉我们这件事，乃是要我们神学生去思考怎么办。
Either way will be difficult.
因为你不论做什么都不行。
And so at the end, we asked the professor, "What did you do?"
所以到最后，我们学生就问。教授说，结果你到底怎么做了？
The professor actually, he said, at that moment, he was a young missionary back then.
实际上这个教授就是那位宣教士，他那个时候他还很年轻。
So he was throwing the question back to the believers. He said, "You guys decide what to do."
所以这个教授就把这个问题再抛回给问问题的，说你来决定应该怎么做吧。
Because he was certain.That if he would have given an answer to the mission to the new believers,
所以他就对那个村落里面刚信主的这些基督徒说，我相信你们应该知道怎么做，你们觉得呢？
He knew that if he gave them an answer,
他知道当他如果给他们一个答案的时候，
then there is no more spiritual learning.
所以如果他就直接给答案，他们就没有经过属灵的一个学习。
You take an answer and you just follow it.
因为你拿到答案之后，你就跟着答案去做。
So next time when the missionary is gone,
所以等到下次如果宣教士不在的话，
they don't have answer.
他们就不知道无所适从，没有答案了。
Which means that they did not grow spiritually.
也就是说，他们在属灵上知识上没有成长。
So he felt like he should throw back that question to the new believers.
因此，他认为他应该把这个问题。抛回去给这些问问题的村民们
，for them to wrestle，
让这些年轻的基督徒去挣扎。
And then, out of all these difficult or all these bad choices, they need to pick one that is least damaging.
让他们在两难之中选一个至少能够对他们伤害达到最小的那一个。
And learn to trust God, and learn to trust God's good will.And continuing protection of them,
让他们学习在凡事上面相信主的美意。
And so next time, facing similar situations, these new believers would be a little bit more mature and making wiser choices.
等到下次在经历差不多的情况之后，他们经过这次挑战之后，他们可以更有的智慧去面对了。
So at the end of that class,
因此当我们那堂课结束的时候
，the professor reminded us, all the students.
所以那个教授就提醒我们每一位神学生。
Be careful about your opinions or your comments to other people.
对于你们给别人的建议要非常小心你所讲的话。
Because you do have a certain level of influence on other people.
因为你所讲的话是带有影响力的。
And so when you say something, think about those consequences.That could happen in the future.
因此，当你在说任何话的时候，想想这会带未来给未来带出怎么样的一个影响。
whatever you say and whatever you do,
不论你说什么或做什么。
Is it going to bring blessing to people or is it going to bring curse to people?
是会带给人祝福还是带给人咒诅呢?
So this morning when we were just reading this passage of the 12 spies going into the promised land,
所以当我们今天读这段经文讲到有十二个探子以色列的十二个探子他们去探查这个应许地的时候
It was also a similar situation.
实际上他们所面对的是一个类似的情景
If we read carefully in this passage,
如果我们小心翼翼地去读这段经文
we would say that this passage can be divided into three parts.
我们可以知道这一段经文可以分作三段落
The first part is the actual commissioning of these 12 spies going into the promised land.
第一个，我们可以说第一段是说这十二个探子呢，他们领受了一个任务，他们要进入应许的迦南地里面去窥探那个地方。
And that commissioning is between verses 17 and 25.
而这个指派的任务的这一个段落是从第十七节到二十五节。
And then after that, there is a segment of this passage between verses 21 to between verses 26 to 29. About their reporting, the reporting of these spies.
而接下来的二十六节到二十九节，乃是这一群探子回到以色列民当中，给他们做一个报告，报告说他们到底在那一地窥探到什么东西。
And then between verses 30 to 33 is talking about their final discussions, their discussions and their offering of their own opinion.
然后三十节到三十三节就是最后他们要去讨论怎么样对他们所探查出来的事情做出一个结论。
So let's take a look on these passages.
让我们一起来看这三段经文。
The verse 17, it says, when Moses sent them to explore Canaan, he said, go up through the Negev and on into the hill country.
所以在十七节这边说，摩西打发他们去窥探迦南地，说你们从南地上山去，去看那地如何。
This is a time that the Israelites they already got out of Egypt of the slavery in Egypt.
当时的背景是这一群以色列人，他们已经从埃及为奴之地。跑过了河来到这里了。
So they were wandering around for a period of time in the in the Sinai Peninsula.
所以他们已经在西乃山这个三角地块已经流浪了一段时间。
And then finally after these time, they entered in at the end at the entrance.Of the land of Canaan.
最终他们把所有人集合一支走到就在要进入迦南地的这个入口地。
So this is a time they're at the southern tip of the land of Canaan.
所以他们这个时候就在巴勒斯坦地最南边，也就是要正要进入迦南地的南边的进口的地方。
And all of them, they know that the land of Canaan was a land promised by God, so they're supposed to take over that land.
他们深知迦南地乃是神应许给以色列民的一个应许地，他们应该进入去夺取这块地的。
But during their time in the desert, they also faced different enemies. So they knew that this is not a sure thing. They have to conquer it.
所以在进入迦南地之前，他们已经在其他的旷野地流浪，也遇到不同的敌人，他们也面对敌人征战过。因此，他们知道他们要进这个应许地的时候，并不是随手可得，乃是要经过征战才能得到这块地的。
And so when they decide to go into it, they say the first thing is we need to send some spies in order to scour spies for reconnaissance in order to find out exactly what's going on in this piece of land.
因此他们借着过去的经验，他们知道如果要进入一个新的地，他们必须要先派几个探子进入这个地区去查看一下，他们才知道如何进攻。
And the strategy is that Moses was sending these 12 spies coming in from the south.
他们的计划是摩西就派这几个探子从南边进入迦南地去归查。
And they wanted to go all over the land in order to find out what's going on.
那他们所受的任务就是进入这整块地，发现整个军事的部署，来知道怎么样去面对他们的敌人。
And very specifically, the task that these 12 people received was, first of all, it was to scour, to get to know the people living in that piece of land.
他们首要的任务是要进去之后，他们这十二个探子先要知道这块地里面到底是住的怎样的人。
Okay, so here it says, verse 18, see what the land is like and whether the people who live there are strong or weak, few or many.
所以他们有的任务其中一样就是看那地如何，看其中所居住的民众是强是弱是多是少。
So Moses wanted them to find out the people, the inhabitants of the land of Canaan about whether they are strong or they're weak.Whether there are a lot, there are few, or many.
所以摩西要他们去查，去看那边的居民到底是强壮还是弱，是多是少。
But in addition, also wanted to have some information about that land.
不单单如此，另外还要知道那块地到底是一个怎么样的一块地。
So verse 19, it says, what kind of land do they live in? Is it good or bad? What kind of towns do they live in? Are they unwalled or fortified?
所以在十九节这边说，要去看看他们所居住之地是好是坏，所居住的之处是营盘还是坚城。
Well, I don't really know what he meant by a land is good or bad.
我也不太了解摩西说这块地是好是坏，是怎么去分别呢？
Dutchess County, is it good or bad?
那我们今天所居住的Dutchess County, 这个地到底是好还是坏？
And so you're going to tell me depending on what you're referring to, right?
也许你就会问我，我说那就是要怎么看咯，看你怎么看这块地咯。
Is it the economy or the scenery or the whatever? We don't know exactly what kind of criteria he was mentioning.
我们就会问你是指经济方面是好是坏呢，还是风景是好是坏呢？因此我们在这边也不知道他指地是好是坏什么意思。
But then in verse 20, he continued, he said,How is the soil? Is it fertile or poor? So here we have some specific information.
而在这边，摩西接下去二十节说是要去看那个土地是肥沃还是瘠薄。
So he was referring whether this is a place where we can grow crops, right?
也就是说，摩西要知道这块地到底是不是肥沃，让我们可以种农作物，可以有东西长出来。
And he continues saying that are there trees in it or not?
也继续问说，那个地方到底有没有树？
So he was referring actually whether they could develop agriculture, agricultural work.In this new land.
也就是说摩西希望这一块地是不是能够帮助以后以色列人能够长农作物。
But then there's a combination of the things that he was saying here.
但是在这里面他实际上是综合了一些问题在这个里面。
Because he also said previously, what kind of towns do they live? Are they unwalled?Or fortified.
因为之前摩西继续问说，到底这一块地到底是怎么样的一个，是有城堡呢，还是他们是住在这个帐篷里面
？On the one hand, this question was referring to the people.
而实际上，这个是表明他要知道这里面住的民众是怎么样的一种民。
Are they nomad? Are they agricultural rural people, or are they city dwellers?
那他们到底是游牧民族呢，还是农业民族呢，还是他们是都市化的一个民族
？But also, depending on the land, people will have different lifestyles as well.
同时也因着地理的情况呢， 人在那边就有 出现一种不同文化的一个
different lifestyles, a different way of living.
不同生活的一种形态。
So here, Moses at the very beginning was telling these 12 people, you actually have two specific tasks.
因此，摩西实际上告诉这十二个间谍或十二个探子说，你现在实际上你有两个任务。
First of all,You need to know the land. We want to know. You need to bring back information about the land.
第一个，你的任务是要把这块地的一个情况告诉我们。
Second is that you have to tell us also about the people.
第二个，你要告诉我们那个里面的人是怎么样的一种人。
If the land is good for us to live.
如果这个地是对我们以后居住是美好的话
，At the same time, we still need to know whether the people are whether it's possible for us to be able to conquer the people living there.
那另外，我们必须要知道这一群人，我们是不是有能够去战胜这一批人
？So here, Moses was telling was telling these 12 people that the specific task.Are these two, the people and the land?
所以摩西给这个十二个探子一个很明确的两个任务，你要知道这个土地以及发掘那边的人。
And then Moses was also telling them how you need to do it.
然后摩西也告诉他们要怎么样去进行。
And he said, how does
这个归查的工作
？How do they need to do it? How can they do it? How would they do it?
他告诉他们应该怎么样去进行这件事情。
Well, in verse 20, Moses was saying, do your best.
然后第二十节他摩西就跟他们说你们就尽你们能力去好好去做
Do your best to bring back some of the fruit of the land
然后在那个尽你的能力所及把那边的果子带一些回来
So that's the third condition So there are three conditions when Moses was telling these 12 people
所以他摩西告诉这十二个人有三个状况
The first one
第一个
First one was about the condition of the land. So the land and the people.
第一个就是要让他们去监察那里的人以及地。
Second is about the condition of going.
第二个是要让他们能够去。
That's you do your best.
让你们尽你们所能去好好去做侦查。
And the third is about return, condition of returning.
第三个条件是，当他们回来的时候，他们要如何的回来
？You have to, you can't come back empty-handed. You have to come back bringing fruit to show what to give credit of what you say.
你回来的时候不能空手而归，你必须带一点物证回来，让你所讲的话有一些证据来表明你所归察到的东西。
In a sense, the fruit that they the produce that they bring.From this land of Canaan is in a way is something that they use to endorse the report that they would bring to the assembly.
也就是说，当他们带这些农作物回来的时候，成为能够辅助他们所讲的证词。
So if they brought grapes like what we have today, that means the land is poor.
如果他们带回来的葡萄就有如我们今天所看到的葡萄的话，我们可以说那块地也许是贫瘠的地。
But if they brought grapes as big as what mentioned in the Bible, you know, you need two people to carry the cluster of grapes, then that means this piece of this land was indeed a very rich.Land.
如果他们带回来的葡萄大有如就有如经上所记的需要两个人去抬一串的大葡萄的话那我们可以说这块地是非常肥沃美好的土地
So remember there are three conditions of the people of the land and the people
所以我们知道这有三个条件他们必须要做第一个就是他们要侦查那里的地跟民
Condition of the of going they need to do their best
然后第二，他们要尽他们所能去侦查。
And the third is the condition of return.
第三，他们要回来的时候不能空手而归。
Okay, so verse 21 begins telling us that now they receive this commissioning. So they're now verse 21. They started going into that land of Canaan.
所以当这十二探子收到这个指示的时候, 他们就进入, 迦南地。
And here, the Bible gave us all these names that we don't even know how to pronounce. Right?
然后圣经告诉我们有许多的地名, 我们甚至连念都念不出来。
But basically, the Bible is telling us during, with these verses, was telling us that they entered from the south.
但是基本上这乃是经文乃是告诉我们他们就是从南方进入这块地的。
And then they actually walked through the whole land of Canaan.
实际上他们真的循环了整个迦南地去侦查。
And the Bible scholar tell us that usually this is a trip of about 250 miles.
而圣经的学者告诉我们实际上他们这 绕过整个侦察的地呢，大概一共走了250英里。
And then in this whole passage at the end of toward the end of the passage told us that it actually took them 40 days to go over that land.
Yeah, 根据这些经文告诉我们，那他们实际上就花了40天去做这个侦察的路程。
And so 250 divided by 40, we're talking about 6 miles per day, right?
所以我们可以想想 250英里除以40天的话, 我们可以说一天走了6个英里。
So that's quite a bit, but also it's quite detailed.
所以我们看见这实际上他们走了不少的路, 也看见在圣经这边的记载是非常详细的。
But this doesn't give us a sense of how they did it.
但是这还不足以告诉我们他们到底如何做到的。
Because at the end of this passage, it's telling us that actually they did come back with the fruit.
而且到最后的时候, 我们也真知道他们回来的时候真的是带了那里的水果回来了。
Because they cut the branch and then they brought this huge cluster of grape carried by two people.
所以在那个时候，他们真的砍了一段葡萄枝子，然后带了一串葡萄回来，需要两个人来抬。So
you have to think about carrying that kind of a fruit and walk for 6 miles.
所以大家可以想象，你可以带着担着那么重的葡萄，然后走六个英里的情况吗？But
at the same time, you have to remember that they were in enemy's territory.
同时大家必须了解这一群探子他们是深入敌区的土地的。You
have 12 people carrying grapes around, right? But and hiding.
大家可以想象这12个探子进入的敌区,然后他们带着葡萄还要躲藏。I
wouldn't take that kind of job, would you?
我是不会去收这种任务的,你会这样做这种事吗?
It's terrible, it's a very difficult task.
那这是非常危险的事,不是吗?
And so that's why Moses at the beginning said, you do your best.
因此摩西当他差派他们出去的时候,跟他们说,你们就量力而为吧。
And thank God they did their best.
感谢主，他们真是做了他们能够尽他们全力做好了。So
at the conclusion of verse 25, they have returned safely, all 12 of them.
所以到25节的时候讲了，他们真是过了40天之后平安的回来了。
Not only that, they brought, as promised, they brought the fruit, this huge cluster of grapes, back to the assembly.
不单如此，他们还带了
If you were Moses, you watching all these 12 people coming back with all this, with a promise of fruit, whatever, you would be very happy, would you?
如果你是摩西的话，你看见你采取的探子回来了，然后带了美好硕大的水果回来，我想你一定很开心，不是吗？
You would say all these people are very faithful workers.
哦，也许你就会跟大家说，你看这一群忠心的仆人，忠心的探子们，
faithful and also brave.
不单单他们忠心，而且他们勇敢。
So when they arrive, then here says verse 26, they came back to Moses and Aaron and the whole Israelite communities at Kadesh in the desert of Paran. There they reported to them and to the whole assembly and showed them the fruit of the land.
不单单他们回来之后，他们来到以色列民当中，就把他们带来的果子给他们看，并且对他们做报告。
So this is a happy time. Everybody is there, and this is a happy time.
所以相信这个时刻是大家非常欢喜快乐的时光。
It's almost like a jubilant. It's a time that the people are very optimistic, very, very joyful, very happy because there's a task that has been faithfully completed, accomplished.
这是一个非常欢乐的时光, 因为这12个人达成了他们所, 接受的任务, 而且完满的, 归来。
And verse 27, they started giving this report.
从27节开始, 这一群人就开始做他们这一个旅程的一个报告。
And they said, we went into the land to which you sent us, and it does flow with milk and honey. Here is its fruit.
他们就对以色列民摩西说, 我们到了你所打发我们去的那一块地, 果然是一个流着奶与蜜之地。
Okay, I have never seen a land that will flow milk. Milk comes from cows, not from land.
我从来没有看过有一块地它会流出牛奶的。我想奶应该是从牛跑出来的吧。
So in that case here, this is a very symbolic way of describing a land.
所以在这边说流奶与蜜之地只是一个象征性的一个说法，就是形容。
And today, we as Christians, when we hear people saying that it's a land that flows milk and honey, our understanding is a land that is very fertile, that has great abundance of products, of produce.
所以对基督徒来说，当我们听到这一个词，流奶与蜜之地，我们马上就知道，这是指那块地是非常肥沃的。
Maybe the Puritans, when they came to the United States, when they came to America, they would say, this is a land that flows milk and honey.
我们可以说在几百年前，这些清教徒当他们来到美国这块大地的时候，他们看了这块地，他们也可以形容这块地是流奶与蜜之地。
And maybe when you came to the United States, you say, oh, this piece of land is so rich, you also have the same comment.
也许对我们移民的人来说，当我们来到美国的时候，看见这个美国的富足，我们会说这块地真是流奶与蜜之地。
But in their time, it was not like this.
但是实际上在当时的情况，那
The term a land that flows milk and honey was first used when the Israelites was ready to leave Egypt.
那流奶与蜜之地这一种形容词第一次用出来的时候是在圣经里面讲到以色列民他们初出要离开埃及的时候所用的形容词。
In other words, it's almost like it's a specific term to let Israelites know that this is the land that God has promised for them once they get out of Egypt. That's the future place that where they will be living.
也就是说这个词它有一个特殊的意义的,对以色列民来说,那就是神应许他们要去的那一块地,那一个特殊的那个地方。
So there are plenty of lands that are rich, right? They are fertile. But there's a specific piece of land in Canaan. This is a place where God has promised for the Israelites to be their home.
实际上我们知道在世界上有许许多多肥沃之地，但是既然用了这个形容词，乃是告诉以色列人说，那个就是神应许他们的一个迦南地，那是肥沃神所应许之地。
So in verse 27, when the 12 spies came back and used that term, this is the land that flows milk and honey.
所以当这个十二个探子他们在报告里面讲到说那一块地果然是流奶与蜜之地的时候,
the whole assembly, their understanding is not, oh, that's a very fertile, very, very fertile land. No, they all understand that that's exactly the piece of land that God has promised to us. We have reached. We have already arrived this land.
所有的民众当他们听到这个词的时候，他们所听到的不是单单指一个肥沃之地，而是他们知道这块地就是神应许他们的地方，而且他们已经就进入这个入口了。So
they would say, yeah, we got the right place now.
所以对他们来说，对，我们来到对的地方了，这就是神要给我们的地了。And
so the first task that these 12 people received to scour the land has been accomplished.
所以他们这12个探子所领受的第一个任务，他们已经完满达成了，就是这块地。They
told the assembly, we got this land that God has already promised to us.
他们对会众说，我们已经到了。 就是这块地乃是神所应许的地方。
And then came to verse 28, continue to give the report for the second task about the people.
接下来28节他们继续陈述他们所成就的第二个任务。
Moses wanted them to tell us about people. So they say, well, okay, I'm telling you about the people.
既然摩西告诉他们 要跟大家报告那边的人是怎么样的人，因此他们就报告他们所看见的在那地的人是怎么样的一个民族。
So they said, but the people who live there are powerful and the cities are fortified and very large. We even saw descendants of Anak there.
所以在这一边他们就报告说那边的民是非常强大的，那边的城邑也非常坚固的，我们在那边甚至看到 像巨人一般的民族。
And they were spread around all the entire land of Canaan.
而且这一群人就分布在整个迦南地的 四处。
So they were very faithful to the task. They said, you know, you want to know the people, I'll tell you, the people are strong, they're powerful, and they live in cities.
哦，他们是非常忠心地完成这个任务。既然摩西，你想知道那里的民是怎么样的一个民族，我现在就诚实地报告我们所看见的。
You see that? These 12 people, they are faithful people, and they have faithfully accomplished the task, the two tasks that Moses has commissioned.
所以我们在这边看见他们是非常忠心的十二个探子，他们接受了摩西的任务，就完满的忠心的达成了这个任务。
Now, verse 30 starts the third part of this passage. That's the time when they start discussing, when they start having discussions aboutWhat's going on?
而三十节开始，他们就开始去讨论，他们要做一个总结。根据他们所报告、所查验到的东西。
According to the reports, they need to make a decision what the next steps should be.
所以根据他们的报告，他们必须要讨论他们下一步该怎么走。
And here, the Bible tells us that Caleb, that he saw that with this reporting about the people that are so strong.He was afraid that people would be discouraged, so he starts saying things.
而在加勒在这个时候就突然说话了，因为他听到当探子们在跟这些民众讲到他们所遇见的民族是多么强大的时候，他很害怕其他人听到之后会害怕，因此他开口说话。
Verse 30, he said, "We should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it."
在三十节加勒就说我们立刻去上去去得那块地吧，我们一定能够得胜的。
Now the Bible, you have to wait until next chapter to see that actually Joshua was at the same position as Caleb.
如果大家知道后面故事发展的话，你必须要再读下一章，在其中另一个探子约书亚的立场也跟加勒是一样的。
And Joshua gave the reason because God is with us.
而约书亚在下一章就说，因着神跟我们在一起，因此我们一定可以得胜的。
So the idea here, Caleb is saying, you know what, we given all these reports, we can make a decision, but we should go and take possession. We should go and conquer them because we will win.
所以加勒在这边说，是的，我们听到这些报告之后，我们不论怎么讨论，但是我们一定要上去，因为我们可以得胜的。
And you know the Bible telling us that here the among the 12, they divide into two groups, 2 against 10.
所以但是如果我们读圣经的话，就知道后面故事的发展，后来这一群探子分成两派，就是十个探子与另外两个探子，他们中间开始有一个对立的想法。
So Joshua and Caleb, they said, we should go and conquer because, you know, God has given us this land.
所以加勒跟约书亚说，我们可以上去，因为神已经赐给我们那块地了，我们就攻上去吧。
But the other ten, they said, no, we shouldn't go.
而另外十个探子说，不行不行，我们不应该去的。
And they had good reasons.
那他们有很好的理由。
Verse 31, he said, we can't attack these people. They are stronger than we are.
因为他们说，我们不能上去攻打那边的民众，因为他们比我们强壮。
So they said the people are stronger.
所以对他们来说，我们不能上去，原因因为那边的居民比我们强壮。
And then verse 32 continues saying.
然后第三十二节继续这样子说。
They said, the land we explore devours those living in it.
他说我们所归看所经过之地他们那些人大到一个地步把可以把我们吞吃了
So the land is harsh and, it's, and people could be, could be savage
所以 他说 那边的、地不是一个好的地而且那边的人那个强壮的到可以把我们给吞吃了
And then at the end of that they gave the third reason because these are giants we can't beat them
到最后他用、第三个理由说那边的人都是巨人因此我们不能打赢巨人的。
So the Bible tells us at the end, not this chapter, but the future chapter told us that finally the Israelites made a decision not to enter this time to the land of Canaan.
之后我们知道故事的演变乃是这一批以色列人当他们知道这件事的时候他们就决定不去了他们认为打不过那里的人
So maybe we should pause here and we should think a little bit about what this whole thing is teaching us, telling us
也许到这个时候我们应该停顿一下去思考一下这一段经文到底教导了我们什么
I think first of all the 12 they are all relatively good people
我们可以知道这十二个人我们可以说他们是好人他们是忠心的人
because they are faithful in accomplishing the task that Moses has given to them
因为他们的忠心的完成摩西所指派给他们的任务
and that tells us if we want to serve God we need to be faithful
也就是告诉我们说当我们愿意服侍神的话我们必须要忠心
when God gives us tasks to do let's do itWell, let's have it done correctly and well done.
如果神给我们一个命令的话，让我们尽全力，好好的完成神所指派我们的任务。
No matter what the result is, but let's just do it, just like the 12. No matter if people are strong or weak, you want a report, we give you a report.
不论到最终结果如何，如果你要做，我们就好好的把它达成，就好像这十二个探子。他们需要做报告，他们就好好的把这个报告完成。
But here, the issue is not only accomplish the task faithfully.
但是在这里，我们看见不单单我们要把我们所受的任务好好的去完成。
There's another issue is how to see things through God's perspective.
第二个，我们必须要了解，我们必须要用一个怎么样的。眼光去了解神要我们成就的事。
Because when you start talking about conquering the land, then we have these two people who would see it from the perspective of God.
因为在这个时候，神既然说要他们得到这块地的话，我们发现在这边有两个探子，他们说我们要从神的眼光去看。解读这件事情。
They said, "Yeah, we know that these people are strong. These people are huge. They're big people. But then." Because we know that God has promised to give us this land, we will certainly be able to conquer.
是的，这两个人说，是的，那边的民是非常巨大，也非常强壮的。我们了解，但是我们同时也了解，这块地乃是神应许给我们、赐给我们的地。
And the other ten, they saw this whole issue as if there were no God.
但是另外十个人，当他们看见这个情况的时候，他们看的就好像没有神存在一样。
As if God would not intervene，
就好像神不会介入他们的未来一样。
So in their calculation, everything is about how big the enemies are, how strong they are, and how terrible they are, how terrifying they are.
因此，当他们计算的时候，他们所看见的乃是那里的民是多么的巨大，多么的强壮。以及这块地是如何困难能够去得到。
In other words, when we serve God, we not only need to be faithful.
因此，当我们去侍奉神的话，不单单我们要忠心。
We also need to be spiritual.
我们同时也要有一个属灵的态度。
We need to see things through the perspective, through the eyes of God.
我们有一个属灵的眼光，以神的眼光去看我们所面对的情况。
We need to see things as if God.Would intervene.
我们看到这个情况，知道神一定会介入的。
As if God is a participant of the issues that we're involved with.
因为当我们知道我们与神在一起的时候，神会与我们同工的。
And the third part of this meditation.
当我们在思考第三点的时候
，is that we need to think about our influence because we are all all of us were people with certain level of influence on other things or other people.
实际上我们每一个人
These 10 people, they actually exercise tremendous influence to the people of Israelites in terms of this decision-making process.
实际上这十个探子在为这个以色列民决定将来的方向的时候 带出极大的一个影响力, 不是吗?
And the thing that's really ironic is that these 10, I mean, that in the Old Testament, we understand that because of this result, this decision, the whole generation of the male in Israel, among the Israelites were not able to enter Canaan.
因着他们所做出的决定，带出一个极为讽刺的一个结果。因着他们所不能去，导致在以色列民当时那一个时代的所有成年男子全部死掉了，他们无法进入神所应许的迦南地。
We know that, right? We're all Bible scholars, right? So we know that the whole generation could not enter except two, that's Joshua and Caleb.
所以在座的也许大家对这段经文非常熟悉，我们知道那一代的所有成年男子没有一个人进去，除了加勒以及约书亚，只有他们这两个成年，那个时候成年男子后来进入了迦南地。But
let me tell you, I think these 10 people, they actually entered the Canaan for 40 days.
但是实际上我可以跟大家说，实际上这十个探子，他们真的是进入迦南地有40天之久，不是吗？
Right. They were those privileged who were able to see the land that God has promised to them for 40 days.
他们实际上是有特殊荣誉，真的能够进去来看到神所应许的地。 40天之久，不是吗？
And yet they enjoy the blessings from God, but they cut off the opportunity for the whole generation to be able to enjoy the blessings that God has promised on the land of Canaan.
他们眼睛看到，他身体也经历神所赐福的这块地40天之久，但是他们却切断了所有以色列民之所以享受神应许的未来。
And that tells us we are people who have enjoyed the blessing of salvation from God. We just pray God that we would not be like the 10 people who cut off the opportunity for other people to be able to receive the blessings from God.
对我们得到享受到福音救恩的人，我们 享受了这个福音，但是我们要知道，我们也不能把其他人要进入这个神应许的这个福音给切断吧。
And that means that has a lot to do with our lifestyle, the way we conduct our lives, the way we give witness to the gospel and to our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个是有关我们日常生活的见证，我们的言行举止是不是因着我们的影响力导致人家不能进入这个福音的国度呢？
I think whenever we get sick, we have a doctor telling us, no, you're sick on this, so we have to treat you this way, the other way.
想想我们当我们每当生病的时候，我们找医生，那医生就会告诉我们你应该做这个，不应该做那个等等。
And sometimes we're not convinced, so we look for a second opinion.
有的时候我们不相信这个医生，我们就是想要去再找一个医生去得到下一个建议。
So you know, opinions are very important for many people.
因此我们知道人的话建议是对人是非常重要的。
Your comments, your witness, your testimony has a lot to do with other people, how other people can come into the kingdom of God.
你对人家讲的话以及生活的见证，对人家是否能够进入神的国度是息息相关的，你有影响力的。
So that's my encouragement for all of you, that let's be diligent.
因此我对大家的鼓励是让我们忠心的积极的去看待我们的日常生活。Serve
God faithfully.
好好的服侍，忠心的服侍神。Learn
to mature spiritually.
学习在灵性方面长大成熟。And
exercise your influence wisely.
然后操练我们对人的影响力。Let's
pray.
让我们一起祷告。Heavenly
Father, we come to you. We come to you, we ask you that you lead us, for us to be able to serve you diligently, faithfully, and also for us to be able to mature in our spiritual life, to know your heart and to see things through your eyes. But then most importantly, oh, we also ask you, Lord, that you will use our life to be able to use our influence, to be able to exercise a positive influence to other people, so people can come to know you, people can come to enjoy the blessings of salvation that you have done so much for us. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.